Cause I'm running, and it's a shame. If I could, I would, but I can't take the blame.
And running is, of course, the theme at the moment. That is Where Are You by Jay Maskus. You're listening to RN Drive. Mark Fennell is my name, filling in for Julian Morrow. And if my maths is correct, Edward Snowden, the former US intelligence contractor, has been stuck somewhere in the transit lounge of Moscow's international airport for around, checks his watch, 6 days now. Truth be told, we don't actually know where he is. His exact whereabouts are a total mystery. He was supposed to be on his way to Ecuador, but that in itself is proving to be a whole nother saga. Joining me now is Kathy Lally, who is the Moscow bureau chief for the Washington Post. Kathy, thank you so much for talking to us here on RN Drive.
You're very welcome.
Now, Kathy, the US President Barack Obama has said that he's not going to make any phone calls and wheel and deal over this issue, and he's not sending out jets to find Snowden. Does this mean that the US is now kind of playing down efforts to get Snowden expelled from Russia?
Maybe not playing them down, but trying to be less confrontational. I think it's quite clear in the relationship between the two countries that if Putin thinks that the United States is ordering it around or lording over his country, he will do the opposite. So I think the U.S. is cooling the rhetoric a little bit, trying to see if they can work out something more quietly. But there are a couple of problems with that. One is that the two countries do not have an extradition treaty. So, of course, Russia could very well expel Snowden, but it's been taking some refuge behind the lack of a treaty to say, well, you know, there's nothing we can do. He hasn't broken any laws here, and so forth. As for scrambling the jets, the Aeroflot flight to Havana, which Snowden was expected to be on several days this week, flies over the northeastern U.S. and sometimes farther into U.S. territory. And there had been speculation that the U.S. would not permit that, that it would try to force it down. But from everything I've heard, the U.S. never would seriously consider forcing down a commercial jet unless there was some serious threat from it.
We're starting to get this impression that Snowden's become something of a pawn between, you know, Russia, China, and the US. Is that an impression you're getting on the ground in Moscow?
Yes, but I think it's not their, it wouldn't be their ideal pawn, but certainly it has been. I mean, he's being used to show that in China and in Russia, that they have their own interests and own concerns, and they don't necessarily want to follow along with what the United States wants.
Okay. We've had conflicting reports about Snowden traveling on a refugee document of passage. Now, Ecuador says it definitely hasn't given Snowden any documentation to that effect. Has there been any update on that information?
Yes, they too are talking about technicalities. The officials in Ecuador, one official said that he had been given a letter of safe passage written by a diplomat in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, but they said in Ecuador itself that that was not authorized, and so that it was not a valid travel document.
Just staying on Ecuador for a second, Ecuador's president has suspended trade talks with the US, and it's kind of the latest government snub to Washington. Does this demonstrate to a degree that the US is losing some of its regional influence?
I don't think it's so much that it's losing influence. It's a way for Ecuador, for example, to demonstrate its annoyance with U.S. influence in South America. And as for the trade talks, it's an agreement that was expiring anyway, so it gave preference to Ecuadorian goods coming into the U.S., and Ecuador is saying, well, we don't need that after all. But at the same time, you know, they're talking about the safe passage not being an authentic document. So that gives you a little sense that maybe they're rethinking the whole situation and are not so willing to take him and are not so willing to, make the U.S. too angry.
We're talking to Kathy Lally, who is the Moscow bureau chief for the Washington Post. We're talking about Edward Snowden. Kathy, for you, is it frustrating for journalists, your colleagues, trying to report on this story accurately when it is surrounded by so much mystery?
Completely. It's been just one rumor after another. You don't know what to believe. You have to sift through them and try to figure out what's credible and what isn't. And the worst thing is that reporters have taken turns camping out at the airport. There's been not one sighting of him since his arrival on Sunday. So it's like a big draft of Cold War spy daring do wafting over us.
I'm curious, judging from Snowden's behaviour, what do you think Snowden has learnt from, say, the sagas of people like Bradley Manning and Julian Assange? Do you think he's taken lessons from those previous whistleblowers?
I suppose the main one would be that try to find yourself in a safe place once you blow the whistle. And he hasn't done such a good job of that.
We certainly managed to find a place that's hard to find, at the very least, you'd have to admit.
Yes.
Just a question that's slightly outside of your area of expertise. I have to admit, ever since the Snowden story has come up, it's felt like his Hollywood biopic is just getting better and better every day. If you were a Hollywood executive, who would you cast as Edward Snowden at the moment?
Oh, wow. I don't know. You know, a few years ago, I would have said Tom Hanks, but he did such a good job in The Terminal Man. But he's a little, probably a little too middle aged for that now. I don't know. That's the next guessing game.
Well, I was going to go with more of a Matt Damon look. Look, just getting back to the politics for a second, I understand that Russia is hosting a forum for countries that export gas very soon. The presidents of Iran, Venezuela, Bolivia are all going to be in attendance in Russia. There are rumours that Edward Snowden might be able to make his getaway on one of their diplomatic planes. Does that ring true to you?
You know, it's a possibility. It would take a little bit of arranging, though, because usually flights from private government airplanes land in a different airport. There's several airports in Moscow. So they would have to arrange for those flights to go into Sheremetyevo, where Snowden is. Otherwise, they might have trouble getting him to the other airport. And the Venezuelan president, anyway, is going on from here to Belarus. So I don't know whether they would just have him, if Snowden did accompany him, whether they would have him stay on the plane or whether they also had a handy transit zone there that he could stay in while the flight was there.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see. Kathy Lally, Moscow Bureau Chief for the Washington Post, thank you so much for talking to us here on RN Drive.
You're welcome. It's nice to talk to you.
It is 6:30 on RN Drive, right across the nation.